Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you over 30 experts who are helping you master your time, energy, and mindset around money so you can create an epic life and business. Today's guest is going to really blow your mind because she's going to be talking about your relationship with money. Like, you get to have a relationship with money, something I've never thought of before, so I cannot wait to get into it. Lisa Nadler is a life architect, guide, and high-performance level mentor. She was born in the land of the long white cloud, beautiful New Zealand. Growing up in a struggling single-parent home, then later in life taking a journey down the dark side of life has led her to deeply know how to guide women where they are right now. She came out on the other side, realizing her past does not define her future, and this has sparked a passion in her. She was awakened to a deep understanding of her purpose in life. It is to help others through whatever they need so they can rise and thrive in whatever they desire. To help people release what does not serve them so that they can expand into their purpose with total power and conviction. 7 years ago, Lisa was totally broken, having suicidal thoughts, daily panic attacks, crippled by self-abuse, and feeling stuck in her past. She's had a series of life-changing events that allowed her to see that self-worth and commitment to personal growth would heal her life. Lisa is able to help others with their journey to ascension and enlightenment. She is committed to being in service to the awakening of the wild, sacred, feminine goddess and the channel to the divine, of expanding the field of genuine sisterhood, and she is totally devoted to not only inspire but guide you. Lisa's mission is to serve you to your highest level of consciousness so you can do the soul work you are here to do, and her objective for your personal freedom in unconditional love. I love that. Thank you so much for joining me today, Lisa.
It gives me goosebumps just listening to it. Thank you so much for having me, Diane.
So you're welcome. And so tell me, we're going to be talking about our relationship with money, and it's something I've not thought about before. Like, we have a relationship with money?
Yeah, it's interesting because we have a relationship with everything else in our lives. And we don't think about the fact that money actually is a relationship. So how you actually treat money, how you feel about money, how you think about money is actually how money's gonna show up in your life. And it's something you don't think about. We give all this love and energy to everything else in our life, and then money we just expect. Right. It's really fascinating when you start delving into how you think and feel about money. Yeah.
So how do we start? Like, tell me more.
Okay. So as I said, the biggest thing is that we don't understand the relationship that we have with money. And when you start thinking about certain things like, what is your relationship to money? You know, when money comes into your bank, how do you feel about that? When she goes out of your bank, how do you feel about that? It's almost like we need to give money a personality. We need to sit her beside us and have a really good talk to her. And we need to see how we feel about money. Like, you know, like for me, for instance, when I think about how I used to feel about money, it was always that money was painful. It just came in and went out anyway. You know, money came into the bank and I used to use it to pay bills. Or money was just a hindrance. If I didn't have money, you know, I'd have everything else. If I had money, I could have XYZ, which is a really bad mindset to have. It's not the place to be. You know, when I didn't even have a feeling or an emotion attached to money. Like, money was just a thing I had to have. It was just something you have to pay the bills, to travel, to do what you want, to put the kids through school. It was just a necessity.
Right.
It was just a necessity. You know what I mean? And so I didn't actually have any, the only emotional attachment I had to money was that it was basically a pain in the butt. You know, it was like, oh, God. And then you go into a state of, you know, you don't, you're not grateful for money. You know, that when money comes into your bank, even if it's 5 cents or $500, you're just like, oh God, I was going to have to use this to pay bills. You know, money never sticks around. And all these different things I used to have. Do you spend your money and be happy? Or are you pissed off and that you just have to pay a bill? You know, and you know, one of the biggest learnings I've had is be excited when you're paying a bill. Be excited when you're exchanging money out, because the more money that you that leaves your bank account, the more plentiful, the more room it makes for more to come in. It's the law of attraction. So there's some different things that I like to do. Like I actually like to, as I said, I like to sit money beside me and have a conversation with money. It's the biggest thing. Have a conversation with her, you know. But first of all, I'm going to talk about your relationship to money. So when you're sitting there and, you know, if you close your eyes and you think about, what do I feel about money? What do I think about her? What does she mean to me? What emotions does she bring up in my body when I think about money? When I think about whether it's in my bank account or the bills I have coming in or the places, things I have to pay for my children or whatever it may be. Do I feel like money abandons me? Like, do I feel like if I make any more money, it's just going to cause me so much emotional turmoil? Do I treat money with kindness? Do I actually love money? Or is she just something that I have to have? If she was a personality and she was one of my friends, would she stick around with how I treat her right now, with how I talk about her? That's a big one. That was one that I used to abuse money, and I used to think horrible thoughts. So why is money going to stick around for you? Because, you know, what is your belief around money? How do you believe about her? You can have your eyes out. What do you believe? I mean, it's amazing what emotions come up when you sit there in stillness and think about money like it's a person, right? Yeah. For me, it was actually like I realized that I was disrespectful of money. I just expected her to come in. I expected so much when it came to money, but yet I wasn't putting the energetic alignments behind it. And if you think about your husband, your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, or your kids, if you treated them like you treat money, they wouldn't stick around. Well, your kids might have to, but your boyfriend definitely wouldn't, would he? He'd be like, see you later, you're a bitch.
Right, for sure.
You know? Yeah. So one of this is one of the biggest shifts I had was that I realized that I didn't have a good relationship with money. And because of that, I was blocking money. I was blocking her big time because I wasn't, and everything is energy. So the energy you have behind money or how you feel about money, who you think about money, or, you know, when you see money or whatever it may be, you know, some people is what you're going to attract with the energy behind it. Some people, the minute they get it, they spend it. So that's not valuing money.
Right.
So that's a really good thing to do, and I'll do a task at the end, behind it. The other thing was that, and this was another intricate shift in my money, in the money flowing in and the wealth, was that what did I believe about myself and money? What was my belief behind it? And I had a lot of self-worth issues. I had a lot of issues around believing, for instance, that I only ever made enough money just to get by. I always used to go really, really strong. My first business I had online, I went hard. I went really, really hard, and I made multiple five digits in under 9 months. Like, I just went. And it was, yeah, go. I had a massive transformation with the products I was selling. I lost 16 kgs. So it was like, I was the pin-up girl. So it was an easy conversation starter. But I put the energy behind it, and I went really hard. Now, the minute I reached that, and that was the income level I was making in my own, and I'd always made in my in my 9-to-5 jobs, in my corporate world. But the minute I would hit that money, I'd stop. I'd self-sabotage. I'd overwhelm. I'd just go into a place of shutdown. Something would come up and it would cause me to stop. Mm. And I was like, why do I keep hitting this level income? What is my belief around that I don't deserve more? that I don't deserve more money. What is, and it was a self-worth, self-doubt, whole mindset shift when I realized that my programming when I was a child was that the things that would go wrong, the voices that would go on in the house, whether it was my parents, whether it was my grandparents, you know, the people that basically wire your mindset at a young age, was that, oh God, rich people are jerks, you know. Mm. And we also made a lot of money and then we lost it. So, you know, Lisa, just make enough to get by. If you make too much money, it just causes so much drama in your life. Too much money will just cause you so much heartache. You know, all these different things that I was told. And my belief around money was that we were really poor. So the amount of money I was making was more than I've ever seen when I was a child. So to me, I had reached my level of income. I'd reached my genius zone. And so my belief around money was that I didn't deserve any more than what I was making because of how I was wired. So when I really sat down and I thought about the second part of my relationship with money was my belief, belief to what I was worth. And this is big for, this is a huge thing, you know, self-worth is freaking massive. It cripples us in so many ways. So when I realized that my belief around money was that I thought this is just all that I should receive. This is all I expect. This was my level of income and I was making it. And the minute I made it, I was self-sabotaging myself, where I could have kept going so many times. And when I realized that my genius zone was just past that and broke through it with the understanding of writing a whole new money story around my self-worth and what I believed, things were flowing to me, you know, and I didn't have to do any more work than what I was, because that was the other thing with my belief. Rich people have to work hard. Rich people have to work so hard to be where they are. You've got to grind. You've got to hustle. You've got to be doing all these extra hours. When in fact, that's just a story. It's just a story that I was programmed to believe and that from society makes us think. Because we go into a place of, oh, look at that person online. You know, she's hustle, 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 hustle. When in fact, she's probably doing 2 hours work. You know what, she's got all these other people that are helping her, or she's just using her time in the right place. So I'm just going to close this. I think you can hear her. Someone's decided to start up. So, you know, it was the judgment was another big thing. And so my relationship to money as well, because of my belief, and then I'm looking at everybody else, was that I'm not good enough to be like them. Why? I could never do what they're doing. You know, and so all these different things with your belief in your relationship that keep you under that genius level, that keep you locked underneath. So is that resonating? Is that making sense?
So much sense, because I know, like, first of all, the relationship, like what we think about money when it's in our bank account, or if it's like, oh, let me make sure there's enough. Oh, there's not enough to pay this or to pay that. Like, that's why would they want it? If you're going into your account like this, I don't really want to see it.
I want to look at it.
You see money, right? Is what
if
I'm hearing.
You don't like money. Yep. Totally. Yeah.
So what would you do? What would you say to the person who's watching and that says, okay, I get it, Lisa. I get to be grateful or I get to have a good relationship. But what if that's reality? That when I look at my account, there's not enough money there to pay the bills. How do I shift that when there still isn't enough money?
So you've actually almost got to go into it. You've got to go into a really deep belief around and rewire your mind to understand that you do deserve more. So when your bank account, so like I say, your bank account right now is your current belief. So your current mindset, your current belief around, and it's not just around money, it's around self. Like self-love is huge. Self-love is massive. It integrates. And this is why I like to say money is like a relationship, because it's like a relationship with self. It's a part of you. It just is. So for me, I'd like to say, okay, so your bank account right now is the way you feel right now. So that's how your mindset is. It's how your belief system is. It's how your relationship to money is. So what we need to do is we need to shift it, and we need to shift it fast, and we need to do certain things around certain tasks to get you into a place of having a new mindset, a new story around money, a new relationship with money, to fall absolutely, totally in love with money. Absolutely, totally in love with it. Be okay with spending money. I'm not saying go out and spend $20,000 expecting $40,000 to come back, but it's the law of attraction. It's the law of the universe. So when, and all you're waiting for, once you do these certain things, you're just waiting for time and space to catch up. And in 2, 3, 6 months time, you'll go, oh, wow, awesome. And it's just going to be attracted to you because your whole mind, your whole posture, your whole everything will shift and change. And it's like you're stepping into that whole new identity. You know, people talk about step into the identity of the person that you want to be. Step into the money story of the person, that what you want to receive. Right. Yeah.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it.
So should I give a couple of tasks to do?
Please do. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So these are two that, and it's funny because this story, this money story has come up quite a lot with my clients this week. I've probably had about 3 or 4 people, so that's why I just knew that people needed to hear it. So it's really good. So there's two things you can do that will really kick it up another level. Is write out your relationship right now with money. Write down, get really deep. You know, like even if you sit 2 chairs together and you imagine that money is in one of those chairs and you talk to money, talk to her, tell her how you feel about her, kick and scream, tell her how frustrated you are. I know that when I did it, I was yelling at her. I was just like, I deserve more. Why can't you give me more? All these emotions were coming out, and that's good because you need to release your emotion attachment right now to money. So you want to go into a place of really telling, and then, you know, usually once you calm down a little bit after you screamed and yelled at her and told her it's not fair, have a conversation with her about what she needs. You know, like, what do you need from me? And you'll find that you'll actually get answers that'll come into your head. So then you talk to her about, you know, what your belief has been around money. My belief around money has been that I don't deserve any more than what I'm getting. That my dad, XYZ, my mum, you know, I always get, money always comes in and I have to pay bills with it. There's never enough money. And, you know, it's really good too to have a pen and paper so you're writing down the key points, because they're the points that you really want to journal on. So journal on them at a later date so you understand why. And then write a new relationship with money, which is what I call my money story. This is the second part of it.
Okay.
So come out and write down, talk to money, and really, and it's more of an understanding of how you feel about money than anything else. Because when you have an understanding with anything, when you bring it from your consciousness, from your subconscious into your conscious awareness, then you then are really conscious every day about what you're thinking about money and how you're feeling about it, and the thoughts that you're having. You know, if you're thinking, oh God, money, you're a pain in the ass, then you know what? She's not going to come anywhere near you, just like anybody else. Right. So if you bring it into your conscious mind, then it opens it up to a more understanding. The same thing is that if you cannot afford anything, don't say, oh, I could never afford that. Just say, oh, I'm going to get that later. It's a whole mindset shift. I sort of heard there that last bit, but somebody must have needed to hear it. So once you've formed and understand your relationship with money, you now sit down and write your new money story. And this can be so much fun. Like, I actually go to the beach or I go into the woods and I just completely ground myself in Mother Nature first. I take a pen and paper, and you've got to do it when you're really, like, you're feeling like you need to open your heart. So really open your heart and imagine that you are sitting with money and you are writing a love letter to her. And really go deep on how you feel. And I do this actually once every couple of months, because as you're up-leveling and as you're, it's getting scary going into that more and more wealth, it's really good to touch base with money and have another conversation with her. So money story. So something like, I'm so in love with money. Money, you know, is attracted to me with such ease and flow. I love the fact that money comes in and goes out of my bank, making more room for money. You know, I really, really, really go deep on your money story and what you believe, and put in your self-worth as well. You know, like, I believe that that money is going to come to me and I'm going to make $400,000 this year, whatever it may be. But write your money story.
I love it.
That's a relationship around money. Yeah.
I love it. you've given us some really awesome tips today, Lisa. Like, I never even thought, like, write a love letter to money. I would have been like, yeah, I don't think so. But it makes so much sense that if we're treating money, because money's energy. So if we're treating money like it's nothing, then of course it's not going to show up in our lives because we're treating it like nothing. Just like our friends would not show up if we treated them like nothing. Thank you so much for bringing that to light. Like, that's like seriously like gold, people. If you're watching, like, I have this weekend off for the first time in a long time, and I am like going to the beach, gonna put my feet in the water, ground myself, and then I'm writing me a love letter to money. Because money gets to show up even more than it already does. So if you're like me, like, use this weekend and go to it. Tell money all about it. So, and I know you also have a free gift for our viewers as well, Lisa.
Yeah, so I have a free gift of my ebook, and it's From Broken to Brilliant. And it just, it talks about how I went from suicide. I woke up in hospital after a drug overdose. And how I rewrote my whole, like, I had probably under $200 in the bank. And it's just, it takes you back to the basics on where I went from there and how I overcame everything to where I am now. So it's a beautiful little read.
Mm. Amazing. Thank you so much. It's an amazing story. I can't wait to read it. And what a vulnerable way to share your story as well, because that's something that gets to be out there that, you know,
I always like to say that people need to understand that their past doesn't define their future. Like, where they are right now doesn't define tomorrow. You can just
create it. Oh, I love that. I love that. I have a student that says, I will not bring my past into my future. And I was like, I like that. Can I use that? She's like, yes. I love that. And I love it that it's not going to define our future, because, and the beautiful thing about that is the past is 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
So 5 minutes ago, you didn't have a good relationship with money, and now you do?
Exactly.
So I love it. So thank you so, so much for sharing so generously of your time and your gifts. And I can't wait to do this money story. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And for all of you watching, let us know, did you write your money story? What did you, how did that work for you? What did it bring up for you? You know, hit reply on this email and let Sharina and I know so that we can share it with Lisa, because I know that Sharina is absolutely committed to creating money flow in everybody who's watching, which is why we're bringing people like Lisa to you, so you can stop the limiting beliefs and get out of your own way and create an epic life and business. So I'm super excited to do this for myself. I can't wait to hear from the audience what you're creating. I can't wait.
Thank you so much for having me, Joanne. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure. And for all of you watching, I'll be back in your email inbox tomorrow with another two amazing experts who are going to help you shift your mindset, your energy, and your time around money so that you can create an epic life and business. Have a fantastic day.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.